when we came to the East Coast, he wasn't known at all. But as he became better known, you know, there was a lot of interest in him from a lot of beautiful women. And he took advantage of that very well.
Women loved Desmond, and he loved women. And he always had a relationship with one or another beautiful woman. His goal was to know each of the models on the covers of his RCA albums. And he had a fair amount of success.
Paul Desmond was assumed by many to be a lifelong bachelor. In fact, he was married once to a woman named Duane. Jean Lees knew Duane Desmond, and as he discovered one late night at a restaurant, that relationship left some deep emotional scars.
Paul had a terribly melancholy streak, and along with the humor. He once got so drunk in Elaine's that I couldn't get him out of there. And I kept saying, come on, Paul, let's go home. Let's get out of here. I couldn't get him to budge. And my wife was worried about these funny characters hanging around, like he might get rolled when he left. And I don't know what made me do it or by what instinct, I just leaned over very close to him. I says, Paul, I knew Duane. And he burst into tears. Put my arm around his shoulder, and I says, come on, Paul, let's go home. And he got up and left.
Dave Brubeck's composition, Koto Song. I'm Nancy Wilson, and you're listening to Jazz Profiles, a tribute to alto saxophonist Paul Desmond. As the Brubeck Quartet began its phenomenal rise in popularity, Paul rented an apartment in Manhattan, while Dave moved his family to nearby Connecticut. Now, in addition to his work with the quartet, Paul recorded with friends living in New York, like baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan and guitarist Jim Hall.
It's hard for me to separate the two parts of my having known Paul, the musical part and the personal part. I don't even know how many records I did with Desmond. I just remember they were all fun.
Again, Gene Lees.
See, Dave's a more aggressive player than Jim Hall by far, but I think that drove Paul to some wonderful things. On the other hand, it's a quieter, more pensive thing that he does with Jim, and that has its own special kind of beauty. It's quite different.
His last phrase on Time After Time is just gorgeous. It's one of the most beautiful phrases of music I can remember that he improvised.
The Paul Desmond Quartet, featuring Jim Hall, with Time After Time.